Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. An 81-year-old has been handed a £170 parking fine for a one-minute stop. Pleas have been made to save a bowling alley from a supermarket's plans, and any port in a quiz storm involves the Bishop of Norwich.
An 81-year-old man has been handed a whopping £170 fine after pulling into a car park for just over a minute. Laurie Steele was shocked to receive the fine after a very brief trip to Earlham House Shopping Centre. His August the 10th trip involved Mr Steele, who lives nearby, pulling into the lower car park where he found no spare spaces. Due to restrictive mobility issues, he was unable to get out of his car easily. With the engine still running, Mr Steele sat stationary, wound his window down and asked a passerby to post a letter for him, then promptly left the car park. A month later, the 81-year-old widower was handed the £170 fine, with the letter recording his stop from 10:44 and 40 seconds until 10:45 and 57 seconds, a whole minute and 17 seconds. Mr Steele said, "I've struggled to pay the fine as I'm on state pension. I've only just been able to pay it after being threatened that they'd take me to the county court." The car park in Earlham Road is operated by National Parking Enforcement Limited, NPE.
Norwich has been named one of the best city breaks in the UK for people who love the outdoors. Based on 10 factors such as hiking trails, restaurants, shopping opportunities and museums, Village Hotels ranked 45 cities across the UK to find the top weekend staycations. In its overall list, Norwich was ranked the 10th best trip in the country, just ahead of York, and fourth for those looking to enjoy some outdoor activities. Glasgow, Birmingham and Leeds were the cities that made the top three.
Locals in a city estate are desperate not to lose their tremendous bowling alley after a major supermarket chain lodged plans to replace the facility. Lidl is hoping to demolish the building currently occupied by Namco Funscape in Barnard Road, Beaufort. But managers of the bowling alley, which has been described by Lidl as having no viable future, insist there are no plans to leave the building as their lease is not due to expire until 2027. Gary Blundell, district councillor for Cossey, said, "I don't understand this. It seems to me like this purely speculative from Lidl because it's ultimately down to Namco Funscape on whether they want to leave or not. I've spoken to residents in the area and a lot of them are not happy. This is a popular bowling alley that has embedded itself in the community and we already have other supermarkets in the area. Namco is used for many different 10-pin bowling leagues, with some top-level bowlers and youngsters that bowl for England. It is also used as a good way to keep fit and meet up with and make friends, with many living alone in surrounding villages. The loss would also be detrimental to others with various disabilities who use the facilities. And what about the children and youngsters that need the amusements to keep them occupied?" City Hall intends to decide on the plans by April the 4th.
Thousands of students met with businesses working in offshore wind at an event designed to help fill the industry's skills gap. The Festival of Norwich and Norfolk Chambers of Commerce event replaced the Norfolk Skills and Careers Festival, showcasing opportunities for students, job seekers and people considering a career change. It was organised by East Wind, the region's offshore wind cluster, bringing together developers, supply chain businesses and education providers, including East Coast College and City College Norwich. With forecasters predicting the industry will need 104,000 additional workers by 2030, organisers said it was crucial to engage with potential employees and convince young people to train in relevant subjects.
A senior religious figure from Norfolk featured on a hit BBC TV game show. The Bishop of Norwich was the subject of a question on Michael McIntyre's The Wheel. With £27,000 in the bank, contestant Jess chose the etiquette category for her next question. The wheel then spun past etiquette expert William Hansen and landed on screenwriter Russell T. Davis to help her with the question. The question asked was, when dining, if someone asks you whether you know the Bishop of Norwich, they're reminding you to do what? with neither having heard the phrase before, Twitch streamer and disability advocate Jess went along with Russell's advice and answered, "Wipe your mouth." This was the wrong answer, and Mr. Hansen revealed the question was related to port. Bishop of Norwich, Graham Usher, even got involved on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, saying, "The answer is not wipe your mouth." Etiquette states that when port is passed around, the tradition is to pass the decanter to the left after pouring a glass for your neighbour on the right until it has made its way around the table clockwise. If someone holds up the port by not passing it, they are reminded to do so with the question, "Do you know the Bishop of Norwich?" According to port wine company Taylor's, the phrase originated in the time of Henry Bathurst, who was the Bishop of Norwich between 1805 and 1837. Living to the age of 93, the bishop was losing his vision and tended to fall asleep at the table. Unable to pass the decanters, they built up next to him, annoying fellow guests and resulting in the knowing question.